Good morning, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help? Oh, good, Kim. Good. Yeah, look, his chest doesn't really sound any different. You know, like he looks happy from when he came in. I guess, you know, I just probably wouldn't expect him to get any better, honestly. I do appreciate you really love him and want to try for him so we can, you know, like, I don't think he's suffering too much. Like, if you wanted to try and take him home with some meds, I wouldn't blame you if you wanted to do that. I think that is an option, but I just wouldn't get my hopes up or anything, Kim, but we can definitely try and see if and do that if you'd like. But yeah, we have been wrong before, so, but, you know, that's what we know so far. Yeah, just some more time on his heart medications, and we would just transition him to a oral antibiotic, and probably just some anti-inflammatories as well, and we give him a week, you know, just wanted to see. So I don't mind doing that, you know, like, but yeah, just can't promise you anything. Sorry, his feces have actually been fine. Yeah, they've been fine here. Yeah, they've been fine. So I didn't find anything on there. I think probably now it's just been eating a bit more and that they've actually just come back to normal, which is good. Yeah, he's been eating for himself a little bit too. He smashed some of the fresh grass yesterday, like 8 tons. Mm. I wouldn't think so, no, but maybe if you wanted some more time with him at home, I think that's totally fine. I'd just be looking out for, like, if his appetite drops off again or if his breathing gets too labored, he's not eating. That's probably what I'd just be looking for, is to say, okay, well, that's definitely enough. But, you know, I think there's the smallest chance he might improve. But, if you're happy with that, we can try. And, you know, lucky is he's a lovely little guy. You know, buy him some more time. I don't think that's a bad option. You know, so, but yeah, probably just, you know, I think, like, his prognosis is honestly what we call, like, grave with his mammary tumor, we'll be fine. But, we certainly have a lot of animals that go home with bad prognoses and people spend more time with them, or we just try to make them comfortable, you know, so that's okay as well. Because, I don't think he's suffering too much. You know, I think he's eating and, like, he looks fairly happy. I guess it depends, like, if he, yeah, for sure, well, they're quiet, like, isolated, hunched up, you know, not eating much, but, you know, I mean, I don't know what it feels like to have cardiac tamponade, but I'm sure it's probably uncomfortable and probably just feel short of breath, like, lethargic, so maybe just more, like, uncomfortable than painful, you know, which isn't bad, honestly, you know, but we will have him on the anti-inflammatory is painkiller as well. So maybe might have been a little bit of chest pain, possibly, but we'll help him with that. Yeah, that's all good. Yeah, well, if you just let the nurse know what you'd prefer to do, like if you choose euthanasia, we can book in a time today if you want to come in and be there for it. Otherwise, if you want to take him home, we'll organise just a discharge time and I'll get all these medications made up and things like that. Be fine. Okay. No worries, Kim. All right, thank you. Bye.